Why don't you tell everybody in the motherfucking house of Anaheim what you was doing on the other day of my sight?
Cruising down the street in my 6 foot. Stopping a bitch. Went to the park to get the stool. Knuckleheads out there, gonna shoot some loot. A car pulls up, who can it be? A pet alpha meet, I'm on the Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that cheese and shit. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking to trash, we'll pull your car. No, I'm not gonna lie, but to be legit, I'll quote you, boy, cause I ain't saying shit. I chase him up the street to call a truce. The city clock head pulls out a deuce. Little did he know I had a loaded 12 gauge. One second dead, now they time front page. Cause the boys in the hood are always on. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. No, I'm nothing in life, but you be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
And just pump your fist like this.
Check this out, my homeboy Easy got a new album called Easy Tuzzle. I'm in the yard with him.
got some weird shit in the woods, boy. Ants and shit. Ants don't show up until you start eating or getting ready to fuck. Right? As soon as you put the blanket down, by the time you get your clothes off, there's 10,000 ants on the blanket, don't matter. And they will eat your ass up. Right? Especially if they catch you fucking before they get there. You will give up a fuck if some ants catch you fucking.
Baby, I'm shit.
Some interesting shit be in the woods, boy. Mosquitoes. They be fucking with you, right? Boy, I just hate them motherfuckers get by your ears. See, man, you can't catch them. You know, they just...
Ended up, messed up, bet one. You can put some money down on it, down on it. Dip it in chocolate and put a quarter brown on it. You might even want to dip it in vanilla and go pop with it, sell records like a thriller. But put it on, lay away and pay for it later. And ride around with it, say hi to the haters. If you're flat broke, then I guess you can steal it. But I can't guarantee that the folk won't feel it. You might as well plant it in the soil and grow it. So base heads could wrap it in tinfoil and smoke it. Break it down, put it in a bag with the fiends and sell it on the block in a pair of old jeans. But get a good lawyer, cause you might catch a case. Cause nowadays people ain't spraying you with mace. So you might have to call the Dominicans and get a gun for it. Uptown, but you better make a run for it. Tell the truth, you better off going to school for it. Me and C-Lo both act like a fool for it. Some people just lust for it. Me personally, I hopped on the bus for it. Pay dues, slave rules, yeah, all of that. That's why when they holler, now I don't holler back. I'm in the lab trying to break a few rules with it. Slicing and dicing and twisting and pulling it. I even melted it down. It looked nice when it fell to the ground. Mixed back in with nature where it came from. Scooped a little up in my hand just to save some. I swear to God, I would die for it like Prince. Sometimes I get high for my friends. Try to tell me not to get so addicted. Try to quit it, but my addiction just shifted. Now I do it at least one time daily. Sneaking and creeping and acting all crazy. They want me to go to rehab for it. I don't care though, I'ma be there for it. Leave me alone, I need it in my life. Cause without it, there ain't shit in my life. The it that I'm thinking about is also ill. And if you don't know now, then you probably never will. niggas in Atlanta ask what it do. New York battle rapping,
Texas cool.
Miami dick basin, LA they smoking, R&B stroking, rock wanna token, pop wanna poke it, dubstep focus, last port spoken, Bismarck keep joking, it's the Borg and Star Trek and Gulf shit, evolution, then we morph it, intravenous and pump in my veins, overdose on it when I jump on the stage, bought it, take it, not bumping my brain, and it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Duke Ellington did it with Big Band in 1943, Midnight Marauder 1993, and I made it my bitch
2015.
Brilliant, it lit like filament, house party tour to the Project Tenement, K-Solo would say it's IT, when I S-P-E, double L-L to L-Y-R-I-T, show B-I-T-E, what I, double R-I-T-E, incredible W-I-T, me, G-O-D-M-I-C, was it for a lot of blacks be evident, sometimes ignorant, it's all about the Benjamins. Or is it? It made me learn, so I was nice when I spit it. Something about it like something about Mary. I come with it so your girlfriend's hairy. Sticking up, I'm picking up my headphones quick enough to hop in the booth and make sure we're sick enough. Please believe it, 48 laws and I pulled it like a secret. Alley cat, junkyard, band, Heathcliff. Sad, some clowns use it just to beef with. Oxymorons, I could not deep diving. My inspiration, it keeps driving to perfect it. Except you know eclectic, son of purest fucking skeptic and I rep it.
Now right about now, see what we don't want to do, we don't want to do, is just get up here and just do shit you done seen and did, and you know, just wear shit we wore before, and things like that, you know, we come out of here a little something different, alright, but we gonna get into a little something like this.
Where do you come from?
Intruder.
I repeat, who are you?
I am the Red Worm.
We'll be right back. right here. We are being visited by a being of pure sound.
What's the meaning of this?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
I am the Red Worm.
Drive the bus to the nearest stop. Check the wheel from the rear to the back. Jet it so that you can get the bus speeding. Drive the electric Southern Express bus. Fire, water, throttle. Fire, water, throttle. Fire, water, throttle. Fire, water, throttle. Drive the intercity bus to New York, New York. Speed at 70 miles per hour. Speed the intercity Greyhound bus on the highway. Take it for a joyride. Fire, water, throttle. Fire, water, throttle. Fire, water, throttle. Fire, water, throttle. We'll be right back. bust down the expressway. Drive it at the speed of thought. Stop at a red light. Drive your butt out to the American Mile. Fire, water, throttle. Fire, water, throttle. Fire, water, throttle. Fire, water, throttle. Rock over London. Rock over Chicago. Ford, Quartz, Job 1.
Harold, a wealthy man in his mid-40s, faces the audience. On his lap rests an open copy of...
Check this out, real quick.
Side of the road on fire? Oh, no, 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 okay, all right. Side of the road is not on fire. The guy water blasting graffiti off a wall or something. Sand, I don't know what the fuck, blasting it off. Leave it up, man, fuck it. Think all the traffic you just caused by fucking making it look like that something on the side of the road was on fire. Is that worth it? Leave that dude's name on the wall, who fucking cares? Thank you.
Hi, it's a great day at the Lafayette Supporting School. How may I direct your call? Yeah. Are you
I'm
in
surprised
our system
that
already?
Your phone number isn't on your website. I'm real surprised. It just says the letters L-A-R-S.
Excuse me a second. Who are you trying to reach, sir?
The School of Music.
Okay. And this is the registration office for the School of Performing Arts. And you're looking for what exactly?
I wanted to enroll. I mean, you can appreciate that, right?
Absolutely. That's what we do.
I mean, what do you think so far? Just here, listen.
I do realize that, sir. I think that I'm not able to help you in that way. I think it's
do
open enrollment school. That's not how it works, sir.
Well,
I recommend, again, that's not the way it works. I recommend you go to the website, write me and call us back if you have specific questions.
Financing?
You take care.
Is financing available?
No. Sorry. I can hear that you're playing a mix that you've created, and I'm so sorry. That's not the way we work in the registration office, but I wish you best of luck.
Yeah, and can I get a forbearance on the dues that I already owe? Is that something you can issue?
That, no! Hello? Okay, let me talk, okay? This is the music department. If you're interested in anything else, you probably should contact the university extension.
Okay, but can you fax me the information about the form?
I can't do anything for you, sir. You need to call them directly.
Okay, well, can I just stop by?
You can stop by, but it won't do you any good.
I'm satisfied with that.
I can't hear you, sir. Bye-bye.
What's the matter?
I mean, maybe I'll just see what's on the radio.
People looking good, but I don't fucking feed them. First time they fuss, I'm freezing. Talk about what's the reason. I'm a feminine sense of the word, bitch. Better trust and believe on.
the nut. Turn out to be the guts, then it's BPs and I'm picking them up. Let them play with the dick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put a chicken fist in cup. Divorce them and split his buck. Just because you got your hand, I'ma bring friends so you can be living it up. Shit, I pass for nothing, y'all be frontin'. Me give my heart to a woman, not for nothing. Never happen, I'll be forever mackin'.
XM and Bugsy Bugs, thank you for checking me, Solomon. I see you on my Instagram page at Bugsy Bugs, and you can also get me at Bugsy.Bugs at SiriusXM.com. Somebody was asking Johnny Gill in an interview I saw over the weekend if he was to choose anybody who's not a New Edition to become a part of New Edition and keeping all the members as they are, who would it be? And he chose this guy, Neo.
Wow, Simon selling presses like the fifth grade. Really never made no difference with the shit.
On a red nail, sideways in the Hellcat. On some red flat, by the way I never seen a better view, not another group. Bunch of bad bitches naked in the school. Roll out of Wayne, crash, playing spades in the living room. The crack sound like a doggy style. Girl, got a nigga with a gas at the moon rock. Got me acting like I never had shit. From Bankhead to a Hollywood address. Same nigga, though. 101, get your head kicked. Spend more than a tap, bitch. Air good ass set now. One time for the way it come. LA to break Sacramento, I just had it in California.
Stick in that work in California. And all the killer bitches show me love in California. Yeah. I blew a bitch from the A.
Where you discover new music like this.
Sound of the Prince, New Africa. New Africa. New Africa. Yeah. New Africa. What we tell the motherland and the nigga coming back for her. New Africa. Imagine if all the rappers were to get with all the athletes, our activists and actors for a conference in Zaire, to meet with all the ambassadors in the motherland. Tell them we're coming back for her, America. You know if we leave, it'd be a massacre. Zimbabwe would be full of drug dealers and traffickers. Smoking brassica, pick all the homes from Magica. Tell Tabitha, and the nigga Cleopatra. So we can build a neighborhood out in Zambia. Tell Khaled to build another one in Tanzania. What if J&B went and bought some land in Egypt? And Puffy put a strip of clothes off the sands of Kenya. This America can stand to see us. Let's show them why you never fight the hand of Egypt. Africa. Tom Akon, clean the city up. Alex from the compound of Libya. What if they had the colonies in Nigeria? This is Liberia. London and Nigeria ain't got to put my Nigeria. And if you black, you fit the criteria. We need Oprah to open up some old schools. Tell Michael Jordan we need some old shoes. Make sure every rapper still got pro tools. I'm just saying I'd be a bold move. Make Obama the president. His daddy from Kenya, so that may even matter since. Tell Morehouse to bring all the medicine. Bachi got a party, I'm gonna tell him let us in. New Africa. New Africa. New Africa. Tell the motherland that a nigga coming back for her. New Africa. New Africa. New Africa. Tell the motherland that a nigga coming back for her. I found utopia in Ethiopia. I gotta be with beautiful women. I got a phobia. But my side hole from Morocco. And I got another chick in Nairobi. Cause I look
like Bella Cootie when I'm rolling up. Probably cause all the groupies show me love. I'm on my way down to Cape Town. They say that's the young niggas playground. I met this chick from Molly in the party. She said she took a Molly in the party. Man, I swear the titties were so big, I said, pardon me, but who let Dolly in the party? Magic Johnson built some condos in the Congo. Kanye built a mall out in Senegal. Turned the Rwanda to a five-star witness bar. Chillin' in Angola with the skinny little guinea bar. Somewhere in the 20s, and she get my little Jimmy hard. Cause the whole physique is unique, she petite. Plus, her daddy is the king in my compete. When I met him, he had on that new Patek Philippe. Took a seat. Everything kosher like Jewish feet. Mama speak. Got her intrigued in disbelief. And she speaks six different languages, including Greek. And I love the way her booty cheeks move to the beat. I'm Prince Akeem. And you must be my queen to be. Just think of playing golf off the Gulf of Guinea Beach. Somewhere in Cameroon, run a plenty tree. And a bunch of beef stew, yeah, we don't do no Mickey D's. In New Africa. New Africa. New Africa. Mm. To the motherland. Mm. And a nigga coming back for her.
Oh, man. Yeah. Look over the chat. Glowing nipples. All right, good. Everything going okay over there. Good.
Sound off. Sound off. Log on to SiriusXM.com/HipHopNation and join the music meeting.
Let us know how you felt about that last song.
What you thought? What you thought?
Hey, put a finger in the sky if you want. Hey, put two fingers in the sky if you want. Hey, put a finger in the sky if you want. Hey, put two fingers in the sky if you want. Hey, put a finger in the sky if you want. Hey, put two fingers in the sky if you want. Hey, put a finger in the sky if you want. Hey, put two fingers in the sky if you want.
Sometimes you worry about the things he can provide for you. Whenever you around, I seem to come alive for you. I finally recognize the feelings that's inside for you. Although I know your man and trust me, he would die for you. These quiet thoughts that you've been going on for years now. I saw you in the party, soft lips, soft spoken. I came to talk to you, but homie interfered now. He introduced you as his girl and I was heartbroken. Some people talk about that love at first sight shit. To keep it real, I don't know whether I believe it's true. But if it isn't, tell me if I'm wrong or right. If I fell in love with you before I ever even knew. I catch your eye and look away as if it never happened. At times I feel as though I'm caught up in a strange dream. If I could talk to minds, would tell you, then I'm feeling you. Sometimes I swear your eyes be telling me the same thing. She fuck with small town niggas, I got bigger dream, bigger dream. She fuck with small town niggas, I got bigger dream, bigger dream. Town niggas, I got bigger dream, bigger dream. She fuck with small town niggas, I got bigger dream, bigger dream. Listen.
Club jumping, don't stop, on top. But you know we only go to 2 o'clock. Put your motherfucking hood up, it's the weekend. Drop that back of the ass up and bitches get the freaking. Last call at the bar, let me get a drink. Nigga, get some balls, ain't no telling. You gon' see that bitch tomorrow. Stop holding up the wall, waiting for the right song. Cut a holler, cause you know they about to cut the lights on.
Put my number in it. I'm staring at you from afar. I'm wondering about you, like where you from and who you are. But you a star. No, not the type to snort the white lines. I mean the type to light the nighttime. I heard you got.
Tell me, some gang banging. We decide to roll and we deep. See a nigga on dates and we creep. Real slow, and before you know, I have my shotgun pointed in the window. He got scared and hit the gas. Right then, I knew I had to smoke his ass. He kept rolling, I jumped in the bucket. We couldn't catch him, so I said, fuck it. Then we headed right back to the fort. Sweating all the bitches in the biker shorts. We didn't get no play from the ladies. With six niggas in the car, are you crazy? She was scared, and it was Sean. We all said, fuck you, bitch, and kept going to the hood. And we was into find something else to get into, like some pussy. Oh, in fact, a bum rush, but we call it backpack. Dressed in the county blues, cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. If you fuck with me, I'll put my foot in your ass. I don't give a fuck, cause I keep bailing, bailing. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling?
Wait a minute, cut this shit.
Man, what you gonna do now?
What we gonna do right here is go back.
Cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. If you fuck with me, I put a fuck. Yes. I don't give a fuck. Spell it. Yo, what the fuck is that, yo?
Between the songs that sets the tone.
Public Enemy, security of the first world.
What's your favorite classic hip-hop interlude? Hit us up on Facebook,
SiriusXM Backspin, and let us know.
mad, I get more butt than ashtrays. Fuck a fan when I get mine the pathway. Ski mask way, nigga ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn a nigga dope. More guns than roses, roses shaking in their boots. Invisible bully, like the roots disappear, van moose, you whack to me. Take them rhymes back.
Okay, alright, okay. Just get just a little bit further. Yes.
Please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, UPS is hot. You shouldn't have been a cop, fuck hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gap a lot, the flame's about to drop.
I should get a cooler for the car. Keep this drink a little colder, you know. Sometimes it just sits here for an hour, you know. It says here they're making a Spring Breakers TV show, which doesn't seem like a fantastic idea, but I don't know. Here from the WWE Network. The New Day shares their favorite WrestleMania moments. Well, alright. I'm probably not going to watch that. Xavier Woods was on Monday Night Raw just this week, so no. I imagine they've got some things to figure out about how, if they handle it any further, but, you know, like, what? Near the edge of this tunnel. That's a good point. That's probably not the first time, and certainly won't be the last time, that one of their championship belts has been used in such a way. Realistically, the only advice you could give is just don't fucking take pictures of it, you dumbass. If you're gonna get the belt involved, turn the cameras off.
Which original cast members will return, because it's still in the early works. But he did...
If people want to film themselves doing stuff, that's their right, right? I mean, that's on them. You know, that... I don't feel right telling people, like, oh, how... Don't even film yourself in the first place. Like, no, you know. Do you. Whatever. I would limit my commentary specifically to when the belt is involved. Like, ah, maybe this would be the thing that might piss somebody off if it got out. Like, ah, maybe this is the thing you don't shoot. Consenting adults want to consent and film and do it. Yeah, right on. Whatever. I would say just make sure that your fucking passwords and shit are real good at that point.
Siskel and Ebert. Why did Siskel and Ebert just have a fat kid? Mm. And Siskel like, oh, happy.
That would be cool.
So if there's a fat kid there, that means the movie was whack. There's a skinny kid there, that means it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you stupid ass. I know it. You fucking.
No, fat would be good. Skinny would be bad.
No, I just said it. Other way around. Why do you do that?
Apparently they tested it and they found that more users interacted with the thumbs up, thumbs down, because I guess it was simpler than to think, like, how many stars should I give it, and you can't decide. Your documentary, I think, had, like, what, 4.5, 5 stars?
Yeah, like, 5.
On Netflix?
5.
Damn.
Yeah, it was how Stretcher Bobby, the radio that changed lives, if you don't know about it, radio that changed lives. Stretcher Bobbito documentary. I'm in that joint.
On Netflix.
And they called them the quirky or the geeky or nerdy. Yeah. And I was like, that's whack, man.
Like the Netflix description of them.
Yeah. It's the top best documentary on it because, you know, motherfuckers did put Jay on, Nas, Fugees, Pun, Mob D, Woo. You know what I mean?
The list goes
Colin, on. You know what I mean? Organized, large, you know what I mean? But I was there, you know what I'm saying? I was there. When I went here to be, I was there.
It was a dope documentary, though.
Thank you.
Very informative.
You can see a young Lord sitting.
You were young and skinny. You looked good.
Well, it's not like doing another treat. You disrespect me. I don't want to do news. What else is news?
Wyclef is pissed.
Stop, I say.
He was actually arrested for like a false identity early Tuesday morning.
I'm laughing a little because doesn't he have the diplomat card? He's a diplomat, you asshole. Mm-hmm. You know what that means? I get outside in front of my car and take a piss in the middle of the street while traffic is driving. Get out the car. Get in the car, nigger. No, I'm diplomat, bitch. I gotta take a piss, maybe shit right here. He wants to be taken. And they can't do nothing. You know why? Diplomat. Mm-hmm. What did he do?
Well, he didn't do shit.
What?
Apparently he just, I guess, cops thought that he looked like a black man with a red bandana that robbed a gas station. They arrested him, and he was later released, but, I mean, of course he's pissed now.
With the diplomats? I'll sue. Yay! I'll be like, hey, governor, hey, man, I'm chilling. What's going on?
I think the problem with that thumbs up, thumbs down shit that Netflix is moving to, and just my problem with that system in general is, because, like, that's what iTunes wanted to move to as well, is, like, a love, don't love, or whatever. And I feel like the impetus is to act on things. but like a lot of stuff that I would like see on Netflix if I had used Netflix would be like stuff I'd be like ambivalent about. Like they need to have a third rating that's just like, yeah, I saw this shit. I don't know. Whatever. Because the number of things I would feel like strongly enough one way or the other to be like, yes, I like this, or yes, I did not like this. You know, that's a limited amount of things.
Caught him with the shirt on because, you know, the paparazzi are always taking pictures of Kanye.
Oh,
and so Cradle of Filth got word of this, and they say, quote, Kanye West, Cradle of Filth fan, fortunately not a collaborator.
Wait, is it doing? Hello, Fatal of Krill. I do not like the shirt you're wearing. What are you doing? We will barbade your family and children naked. I am naked. We're all naked. Come help us now!
Oh, did Botchamania find a good way to use some of that Southpaw stuff? That would be
Kanye.
Pretty good.
Kanye, they're all the same.
They're not.
Well, Kanye has blonde hair. Does he have blonde hair now?
Yeah.
He has blonde hair and he wears like 12 years of slavery dresses. Oh.
Wanna go out with a Kanye joint? But old school?
I went out with a Kanye pair of sneakers I got a week ago and I lost them. Don't be mad at me. Yeah, let's go to Kanye, man. Let's go out with, I don't know. Let's go with, Did you give me money?
Yeah, we can do that.
And then not Lee. Oh, no, let's go out with him and Jay Otis. Yeah, Jay Otis. Yeah, take your time. Now, oh, shit. That's why this been, yeah, Shade 45. That concludes the Ghetto Music News. Remember, Monday through Friday.
As soon as I saw that, it was that first bit, the first of the four fucking things they did with that Southpaw stuff. And as soon as I saw a fucking dude wearing his Ribera jacket, I was like, "Yep, this is exactly what I hoped it would be," except. Not as long as I hoped it would be. Like, when they were teasing it out, I was like, man, that'd be really cool if this ended up being, like, a dumb fucking weekly thing. Or, like, a 12-episode arc of stupid shit. If they actually shot it and then fucking act... I mean, if they had some matches in it, honestly, that would be... It doesn't need the matches, but boy, if it had them, how fucking amazing would that be? There was a guy, I want to say, it's like John Cena on Twitter or something, was pointing at the account of one of the writers or something that kind of cooked a lot of it up. But some, you know, obviously, like, some of those, you hear them describe it in some of the interviews and stuff. They're like, oh, yeah, these are just this is kind of dumb shit we've been doing backstage for a long time, and now we've kind of been able to build it into something. Which is pretty amazing. But, like, the whole thing's obviously, like, branded content for, you know, KFC or whatever, right? That's... So I assume that... I guess I'd really like to know how that thing came to be. If it was, hey, we've got this idea, we want to shoot this dumb shit that we've been doing. Or if it was like, hey, we need a value-add fucking digital exclusive branded content for this KFC deal we've got. We need to come up with something. And they were like, hey, what about this? And they only got to make it because it was a branded thing. Yeah, if the matches were just fucking like a bunch of fucking wrestles. Like if they just fucking went out of their way to make fucking just like the worst fucking bad generic ass fucking Saturday morning 80s wrestling matches, that would be kind of fucking incredible. And they should find an arena that's like, or, you know, an arena. They should find a building that's incredibly small, put about two rows of seats in it, and then paint. What was it? There was one of the fucking, it was Shiv that's on TV in the fucking 80s, where like the back row, like the back walls of the building, they had painted fake people on them to make it, to try to make it look like it was more full than it was. I feel like that was like WCW or something, but I, you know, I just don't remember. I remember seeing that shit in, like, it was probably, like, the late 80s or early... It was probably early 90s. I remember talking about it with a friend of mine in high... That I didn't know until we were in high school together, so... But if they filmed... If they found a building like that, get a handful... Get some people in, have the crowd dress up, you know, to fit the era and all that other stupid shit. I mean, that's a long way to go for the joke, but I think that would be totally worth it if they were just like, if they actually fucking put on, if they actually fucking had Lethal Leap Year, despite it not being a leap year. That's a good, that is a good fucking funny thing at the end of that. To be like, oh, by the way, it's totally not a leap year. Like, yep, alright, good, good. I would love to see them do more with that. I think that'd be fun. Longer than I thought it would, but I made it. You know, everybody have a good one. I'll see you later.